This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Wilhelmine Lafitte in Bonn. In Russia, tens of thousands of opposition supporters braved icy temperatures to demonstrate in Moscow on Saturday. They're protesting the alleged rigging of parliamentary polls, stepping up their challenge to the authority of Russian strongman and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. These were the second major protests in 2 weeks. Police say almost 30,000 people demonstrated in Moscow. The opposition claims 120,000 took part. Demonstrations were also held in St. Petersburg and other major cities. Putin is aiming to become Russian president in March next year. This would give him a third term. Current president Dmitry Medvedev would take on Putin's post of prime minister. The last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, has called on Putin to quit, just as he had done when the USSR collapsed exactly 2 decades ago. Forces loyal to Yemen's embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh have shot dead at least 8 protesters and wounded dozens more in the capital Sana'a. Government troops used tear gas and water cannon against thousands of marchers. The violence came as 100,000 demonstrators concluded a 4-day march from the city of Taiz to Sana'a. They were demanding that President Saleh be put on trial. In the Syrian capital Damascus, thousands of people turned out for prayers in memory of the 44 people killed by suicide bombers on Friday. The Assad regime says Al-Qaeda was to blame for the dual blast, but opposition activists say the regime itself was behind the attacks. Observers say the suicide bombings signal a new phase in the violence in the country since an uprising began in March this year. The Arab League is sending 50 monitors to Syria on Monday. Their task is to oversee the implementation of a peace deal intended to end the violence. An advance team is already in the country, but Friday's blast could make that task more difficult. Iran's navy has started a major exercise in international waters that control access to the Gulf. Ships and submarines are taking part in a 10-day drill in the Strait of Hormuz, a passageway used by about a third of the world's oil tanker traffic. The show of strength comes as Iran faces increasing international criticism of its nuclear program. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. In Nigeria, fighting between security forces and Islamists in the northern cities of Damaturu and Maiduguri since Thursday may have claimed up to 100 lives. Most of the casualties are believed to be members of the Boko Haram sect. The sect wants to impose Islamic Sharia law across Nigeria and has been blamed for numerous shootings and bombings. Some 65 people were killed in an attack blamed on the group in Damaturu last month. The Islamists also struck the capital Abuja twice this year, including a suicide car bomb attack against the UN headquarters in August that killed 26 people. Cuba has announced one of the biggest amnesties in its history. The communist country's leader, Raul Castro, said almost 3,000 prisoners, including 86 foreigners from 25 nations, would be freed in the coming days.
The Council of State, in a humanitarian and sovereign gesture, agreed to pardon more than 2,900 convicts.
The amnesty comes ahead of a visit to Cuba in spring by Pope Benedict XVI. Queen Elizabeth II has visited her husband Prince Philip in hospital. The 90-year-old is recovering from a heart operation. Buckingham Palace says the prince, also known as the Duke of Edinburgh, had a simple procedure for a blocked artery. He was admitted to hospital on Friday, complaining of chest pain. The prince may have to stay in hospital over Christmas. He's been married to Queen Elizabeth for 64 years. Johannes Heesters, the oldest active entertainer in the world and one of Germany's favourite entertainers, has died at the age of 108. Heesters took ill Saturday a week ago and has been in intensive care ever since. The actor and singer enjoyed a 90-year career and was much loved across the German-speaking world. He acted in numerous films during the Nazi era. In his native country, the Netherlands, many never forgave him. I'm Wilhelmine Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.